time for a quick tune-up. Welcome to YouTune. My name is Rhea Greif, and let's get to work on a quick fix of your brand, You Inc. Today, we have part two of our sibling series. Being able to get along in life with siblings is like a motorcycle and its sidecar. Both passengers are involved in the journey, they both have to take turns taking a seat and trusting the driver, and alternately trusting the navigator. But you may not have time for all this negotiating, so let's get through part two of our sibling series faster than an Evel Knievel stunt jump. Let's start by naming some big O events with siblings. Some obligatory events are weddings, graduations, holiday dinners, birthdays. What are some of yours? How about this idea? Instead or addition to those must-attend events that are part of being a family, how about a cameo appearance, like showing up unexpectedly at your brother's 5K run, or at the family taco night held by your sister's Spanish club? Now that means something. Or how about getting out of Dodge with your siblings? Back in the day, a family vacation meant dividing a back seat with masking tape or dad having to pull over to fix things. Now, a trip with the sibs means choosing your own destination and travel arrangements and getting to spend that quality time together that only the two of you know and understand so very well because of the uniqueness that your relationship holds, which, in most cases anyway, is a shared childhood. Chances are, you have the freedom to be completely yourself with your siblings. You probably pass gas, burp, pick your noses, don't shower, swear, yell, eat with your hands, laugh out loud, dance with abandon, act silly, wrestle, rib each other, compete, and other childish behaviors, which can be very, very, very liberating from the chains of adulthood. My pro tip. I have had the unfortunate opportunity to witness up close the effects of tragic and premature sibling death. While we all understand the grief that parents endure, not much has been said about the void that is left when a sibling is gone. It is as if a part of us is gone, and in a way, that is the case. From a young age, I had a strong sense that my siblings and I needed to be a team. Thus, we created the Brother-Sister Pact. What it was and is a promise to never ever betray each other's trust to our parents, significant others, relatives, friends, etc. Whatever we shared between the three of us stayed between the three of us forever. This has allowed for us to build a strong connection with each other and allows us to be close and make the most of it while we have it, because you never know when all of that will go up in smoke. YouTune is brought to you today by Junior Explorers Club, with the goods for parents with kids. Junior Explorer Club now offers drop-in care for students in half-day K and pre-K programs and for elementary students on break or any holiday that kids are not in school. Screen-free social and educational development through creative play, which includes day trips and show guests. Details on reserving a spot can be found online at juniorexplorerclub.com or by phone at 614-516-3325. Time for our movie motivation. The movie begins with a bombing during the Blitz in London, where four siblings are separated from their mother to live where they will all be safe. Lucy, Edmund, Susan, and Peter enter a secret world in the magical wardrobe of their new rural country home with an elderly professor while playing the game of hide and seek. Once there, the children discover a charming, peaceful land inhabited by talking beasts, dwarfs, fauns, centaurs, and giants, and that has become a world that's cursed by an eternal winter by the evil White Witch. In this 2005 popular children's film, The Chronicles of Narnia, under the guidance of a noble and mystical ruler, the Lion Asian, the children fight to overcome the White Witch's powerful hold over Narnia in a spectacular, climactic battle that demonstrates and inspires us about the power of sibling relationships in the most dire circumstances and how their common bonds can overcome even the most tragic of realities. To learn more about siblings in the second part of our series with sisters Kelly and Rihanna and Maring, and how you can be successful co-lifers and co-workers and friends of possums, Listen to the UInc episode that is the companion to this YouTube break on WCBE.org or 90.5 FM at 2:30 p.m. on Saturdays with me, Rhea Greif. And of course, you can catch your U-Tune every Thursday at 9:01 p.m. Until our next time together, remember that you are in charge of UInc. Time to stop spinning and start winning.